This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got a text from somebody and said, is it moderately satisfying that the Lions swept the Bears this year? And I said, in the most moderate of ways, yes. In the most moderate of ways. I don't particularly care about... I mean, there's a battle and there's a war. Yeah, they won the battles with the Bears, but they lost the war. So is it satisfying at all to sweep the Bears? Again, it's up to the individual. I'd say in the most moderate of ways, yes. It you know what it does? It nullifies... If it had gone the other way, there'd be a lot more Ben Johnson has Dan Campbell's number and they're in big trouble moving forward. The crazy thing is, I guess it's Minnesota that seems to have Dan Campbell's number right now.
Yeah, at least for this year. I mean, last year they didn't. Last year Minnesota had this incredible record and the Lions beat them both times. Yep. But I hear what you're saying. For me... I look, of course, I'm disappointed they didn't make the playoffs. That's first and foremost, and that's always going to be there. If I can look for things to be satisfied with, or if that's even the right, I don't know if that's the right word or what, but yeah, I love the fact that they beat Ben Johnson not once, but twice. I love that they beat Ben Johnson on the last game of the year when Chicago was playing at home and they're all chesty and overconfident and thought they had this thing in the bag. And you look at the Lions offensive line and you're like, who's playing right tackle?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Who that? Along with the tight ends and bringing in, hey, raise your hand if you saw number 40 as a fullback. Who that? What? I don't, huh? I mean, this is what they were playing at the end of the season and the secondary and all that. And what the Lions do, they bowed their neck. They got tough and they were shutting out the Bears going into the fourth quarter. And then they end up winning the game on a game winning field goal. It was a satisfying moment. Maybe that's the way to look at it. Is that it's a moment in time that, look, I don't really care if they missed out on the 15th overall pick in the draft because they won the game and now they're picking 17th. I don't care about that.
It doesn't seem particularly punitive.
No. And for maybe I would if there was just one player they absolutely needed and they had to move up as high as they can. No, this team has lots of holes. They'll find a player they like quite a lot at 17. I'm not concerned about that. I'm bummed they didn't make the playoffs. But that moment in time, I'll enjoy beating Ben Johnson. I expressed last week, I'm not a Ben Johnson fan because he left the fold. And I understand why he left. Go to get the job, my man. Yeah, absolutely. But you took the Chicago job. Take the Washington job. Take the Carolina job. Those were jobs go ahead and take. Not the Bears job.
That so this is personal off. And irrational, yeah. And you know it.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
all right,
good. And I'm totally fine with it and fine with saying it. So I enjoyed beating smug Ben Johnson, and that's who he's going to be the rest of my life. Smug Ben Johnson, who everybody thought, there goes the offense because it's Ben Johnson. No. Dan Campbell's offense, Ben Johnson tweaked it, made it his own, but it was still Dan Campbell's offense. And what'd you do? How many points did you score against Dan Campbell's beat-up defense? Oh, 16 points. Nice job. What'd you get you? Oh, no wins. Oh, Did you give up 52 to him the first time around?
Okay, you're enjoying this.
Sorry,
right?
Smug Ben Johnson.
You're enjoying this way more than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah,
but to be fair, it's what we're reduced to. And
well,
to
rip your shirt off and dance in the locker, whatever, dude. Get out of here. I'm so glad because the Bears won. Is it possible they could have carried Ben Johnson off on their shoulders for beating the Lions? I mean, just go away. So I hope you lose in the first round of the playoffs. I hope you get embarrassed. I hope the frozen tundra out there, although you're not playing in Lambeau Field, you're playing in Soldier Field, but it's still going to be cold out there. And what they got the Packers, right?
Yes.
Okay. I hope the Packers smoke the Bears is what I hope. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Packers. How about that?
Wow. A bitterness has come out here.
Oh, there's a bitterness. Oh, I'm bitter. Hell yeah, I'm bitter.
Okay. So what are the needs and how do they fill them? I guess we start with there is clearly a need for an offensive coordinator. And, you know, going out and taking that off Dan Campbell's plate. I don't think Dan Campbell, twice now he's taken over play calling duties in his tenure in Detroit. And you could say that he got two of his offensive coordinator hires wrong. And he got one of them really right. And this is a critical thing moving forward, is getting a good offensive coordinator that can take advantage of all the weapons the Lions have. And it feels like, and I don't have the data in front of me, when Dan Campbell took over, getting the ball to J-Mo was a thing. Getting the football to J-Mo. Now, that did coincide with the loss of Laporta. Didn't completely coincide, but as the season went on, J-Mo became a bigger part of the offense. Obviously, Amon-Ra is and will continue to be expected to be. But, you know, they got to get that off Dan Campbell's plate. And, you know, getting that hire correct is a big deal. It's a huge deal in this offseason. And we won't know it's correct. We won't know if it's correct for quite some time. Like with hires, you know, people either like to predict complete failure, and I'm talking about hires at all levels, whether it's a manager in baseball or your college football coach or your offensive coordinator. Right away, and understandably so, people start to predict success or failure based on the hire. And at the end of the day, it's impossible to do. You just don't know until that guy gets into the moment, into the battles and the wars, and see how they respond. But getting a good offensive coordinator is a huge part of this offseason.
Yeah, I think it's big. To your point, you look at the targets that he had from the Washington game on. So that's when they had lost to the Vikings.
You're talking about
Jameson Williams.
Yeah, okay.
So after they lost to the Vikings the first time, they played 9 games the rest of the way. And starting with that Washington win, Jameson Williams had 7 targets and caught 6 passes for 190.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
19 yards. I believe he had 66 targets from that moment on in the final 9 games. So you look at his total targets through 17 games was 102. Yeah, a little bit of an uptick. Mm-hmm. And his numbers year to year are slightly better, but he played two more games this year than he did last year. But it was basically the same season he had last year as what he had this year. He averaged almost 17.3 last year, 17.2 per reception this year. Both years he had seven touchdowns. Last year had 58 receptions. This year it jumps to 65. But again, two more games to do it, and he had more than 100 yards receiving as well. I think it's maybe how they use him, but I felt like, to your point, in the second half they did get to him a little bit more. And watching yesterday's game, he looked like, yeah, that's option two. That's not this novelty guy who's a speed guy who gets the ball 45 times a year and has a 25 yards reception average. It's not. No, he looked like a wide receiver yesterday, running normal routes, making the catches he was supposed to make. Did he drop one? Yeah, he dropped one. And you know, it feels like this is always going to be a work in progress because he's not fully polished yet, which is also exciting because he's not fully polished yet and he's got all this ability and he's getting better. I really like Jameson Williams.
So, I mean, the early candidates for offensive coordinator, you look at, okay, any fired head coaches that are probably not going to get recycled into the head coaching bin, probably not, although they might. They'll look for head coaching jobs, but guys with offensive backgrounds include Kevin Stefanski at Cleveland, Brian Daboll with the Giants, who I don't think has landed anywhere yet. Atlanta's fired Raheem Morris. Their offensive coordinator was with the Rams and has a familiarity with Jared Goff. And I won a Super Bowl with the Rams, working with Matthew Stafford. He was the Atlanta offensive coordinator this year. His name is Zach Robinson. Like, who would be the top guys to go get? There are some guys out there that you can identify and go after. But getting the play calling duties off of Dan Campbell's plate, finding that offensive coordinator over the next few weeks to month, huge part of the offseason. As far as on the field, I don't know that I'm looking at a roster that is poised to be one off season away from Super Bowl contention, or if there's too much to ask for, because they have suddenly feels like they have a lot of holes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel that way. And, you know, when you watch Taylor Decker speak after the game yesterday, or if you've heard the audio of it, I mean, it's awfully, it's emotional for him. And he says he's going to take, he can't put a timeline on it. It's just maybe a couple months. He wants to talk it over with his family and see where he is medically at that point as well. But I mean, he's been dealing with a lot, and he made it was just a laundry list of things that he had to do this year just to get on the field, which you hear these stories of NFL players and what they have to do. And it's like, oh my God, that's amazing. And he's put 10 years into this league and he's been an outstanding left tackle in this league during that time. And if he hangs it up, okay, hats off to you, man. You deserve it. Great career. If he comes back, even better, because he had a pretty good season this year. But they need to figure that out. That's a big one. The other thing they need to figure out is all these guys that missed all this time this year and didn't have the chance to develop, are they worth anything? Is Corby Sorsdahl worth anything? Giovanni Manu, is he worth anything? You know,
worth anything to the Lions?
Moving forward, is this somebody that you can envision as, okay, is it a potential starter? Is this player just added depth? Do they not have to go and get that extra? I mean, do they need a starting tackle as opposed to just backup tackle? I mean, they got to figure this stuff out, and there's a handful of players like that on this roster because of injuries. More than a handful. That's just on the offensive line, let alone, you know, the guys they have in the secondary, which is just a mash unit again for a second straight year. And now you've got real questions with the future of Kirby Joseph. And you're not going to have Brian Branch till halfway through the season.
Dude, it's a lot to get into. We will talk about the positional needs coming up at the Lions and have our Champ and Chump nominations at 10:35. A bunch of them have rolled in. It is Carson Anderson back together again. Kang's here as well. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.